Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Bill Kennedy, who is the CEO of Wingspan Business Consulting. Bill, can you believe it? For 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, from your experience, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, Bill, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Bill, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul. I'm delighted to be here today. And 17 years, yeah, that is hard to believe. And as you know, I've been a fan of yours right from day one. So I'm really, really pleased to be here today. Tell you a little bit about Wingspan. Is first, how do we get the name? It's derived from the fact that I'm a retired fighter pilot, so I had to have an aviation connection with my business. And secondly, I like the fact that it captures broadness. Broadness in the sense of we have broad services that we offer to our clients, and we serve a very wide and diverse client base. So what do we do? Wingspan is engaged in consulting practices to help people with sales and marketing seminars, change management, process controls, executive coaching, and a wide range of other activities that people can find on wingspanbusiness.com. The types of clients that we serve run the full gamut. We've served people that are involved in ladies' boutiques, clothing boutiques, toy manufacturers, governments at all levels, from state, county, and local, all the way up to aviation and space enterprises. So in that milieu of mix of clients and the types of disciplines that we serve, over the years, I've found three enduring principles of successful enterprises, and that's the tip I'd like to give today. Give you three things to practice in your business to make it better. Those three hallmarks are, number one, staying focused on the main principle in business, or your main step. Number two is having a template for decision-making that gets you the best possible outcomes. And number three is writing for the brand in all cases, and aggressively protecting your brand name and your image in the marketplace. Now, let's start with number one. What do I mean? What's the most important step in business? Most people will tell me it's the day I started, Bill, or it's the last project launch we had, or it's what we're working on right now. But I would submit those are all wrong. Your most important step in business, Paul, is the next step. If you're not working on a next step, your competition is probably gaining on you, or other enterprises are going to displace you in the marketplace. So you need to focus on the future. And I'll tell you, I'll give you a good example. Apple, probably arguably most successful enterprise in the history of business. But if any company would have the right to rest on their laurels, it would be Apple with their great following and their products and all, but they don't. At any given time, they've got five or six products in the pipeline that they're working on to bring to the future. And then they've got great fanfare. Every year they have new product launch or new products that have been developed. So if a company like Apple needs to focus on a future, so do you, no matter what your size is, I would submit to you. Next, though, you need to, within that context of the future, you need to nourish in your enterprise the means to let new ideas surface so you can evaluate them. And in order to evaluate them, I would submit that you need a template. A lot of businesses say, all I need is a suggestion that will bring me more money and add to the bottom line. But it's more complex than that. If you do a full assessment of your organization of success, you know that it's a team. It's not only you, but it's your customers, it's your suppliers, it's your distributors, and lots of other people around you to help you in your business. Therefore, when you're making a business decision, you ought to make sure that every one of those individuals benefits from it. So you ask yourself, how is this going to benefit my customers? How is it going to benefit my shareholders? How is it going to benefit my employees? How is it going to benefit my distributors, et cetera, et cetera? And even down to your core values that you hold dear, how is it going to benefit those? If you can check all those boxes, you're on the track to a good decision. If you can only check one or two, you might want to reconsider your decision making. So finally, the third step in this process is that you've got to ride for the brand and protect it at all costs in the marketplace. And I've seen examples where people have not done this. I had a client in California, for example, that tried to launch a new product in Home Depot and it failed. But he found out he did it through an independent product placement person who did not have his brand at heart. But we went in and fixed it for him eventually, and it turned out okay. Even Apple does that. Apple does their testing in secret under assumed names for any new product before they bring it to the marketplace, and they want to be assured of success before they ever announce it. So therefore, all you see is Apple's a company of great successes. What a brand. Anything they bring is going to be good. Yeah, that's because they've kept their failures and their disappointments out of the public eye. So there you have it, Paul, the three tips that I would give to people for an enduring, long-term, successful business is make sure you're focused on the right step, make sure that you have a right decision-making process, and stay loyal to your brand and ride for the brand and protect it aggressively in the marketplace. And for those that have gone this far with us, I'll offer one bonus tip, and that is don't be afraid to hire a consultant, because an outside view can help you over and over again in business and uncover things you might even not even know you're missing.
Brilliant. Bill, thanks ever so much for those really clear, concise, very pragmatic top tips from your experience, which I massively, massively thank you for. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on our website for the events page, for the different activities that we put on throughout the course of the year, most of which are free or a nominal fee if we're partnering up with a third party entity. So again, Bill, I so much appreciate seeing you again. It's so great to reconnect with you. Could I offer you a virtual high five from California to Colorado?
You bet it.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome, Paul.
So good to see you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.